Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'd like to start the show with a song. It goes, "New You." It may sound like something from Mork from Ork and Nanu Nanu or something, but each person has to find out for themselves, connects them to real guidance and a real education. Today we have Val and Claudie and I guess Comey from, is it Africa?
It's from Comey. Togo, Africa.
Yeah, yeah. Are you there, Comey? Anyway,
I don't see him yet. I'm going to give him a call. So I'm going to go away and you can go and I'll be right back. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of things we could talk about things that make sense and what is important and words, trying to, what do you call it, understand what the words mean that we read or hear, and there's things that we have attachment to that sounds like keeps us in these psych realms. It's part of, keeps us reincarnating, coming back over and over to this human farming prison planet where it seems like when a person puts out effort to do for all, there's resistance by these beings that like to control others. And they have power, it sounds like, in this psych realm stuff. They can use their technology to make our brains, they can control our brains to an extent if we're not guided by what's called real universal guides. And the connection is the song, the new you song. If a person's sincerely trying to get a real guidance and a real education about why we came here to Earth and what's going on. It seems to me that when a person puts out effort, prison yard, to make things better, let's say it's food, and you try to produce good food to eat, that the warden seems to like to keep his inmates unhappy and suffering, and that he would just tell his minions, his guards, to go poison the food, or with the technology can control the humans that he wants to control to go and commit suicide or whatever, if they're trying to do something for all. But so now it seems very important to have the protection of the universal guides in a person's life if they're trying to do something for everyone, because without it, it seems like they just get rid of people that they don't want to be around, to interfere with their control and their, whatever you want to call it, desires to keep everyone else worshiping and praying to them. And they seem to want to just keep everybody suffering, and they don't want us to have good clean air, and they don't want us to have good clean water, and they don't want us to have good clean food. And so it's very important to find out about why we came here And it sounds like this worldly stuff in these psych realms, which are the physical, astral, causal, mental, and etheric, are just experiences that we are for us to learn what isn't real, so that we have a comparison to what is real. And that the important thing seems like to me isn't so much these mundane things of, in the psych realms, as it is to be able to get into real universes where a person doesn't have controllers in their life, or they're free beings of real light. And so where we wake up to what we really are. And this mind control stuff here in the psych realms, when there's called tap lines, which it seems like they have the ability to get agreement from people to things that they've convinced them or made them think is something important, which are attachments, and actually it sounds like they can live off of our energy or emotions and stuff like that. They seem to want to cause people to have all these strong feelings, astral connections, wars and diseases and starvation and all these things that we wish didn't exist and don't exist in the real universes. Anyway, what really makes sense is to pay attention. Person, the real guides know who's ready. They probably know us better than we know ourselves. So it's a very important connection to try for oneself, is the new you song, to see if you get real guidance and a real education. Maybe you'll be visited in your dreams by some of the guides. Would anybody like to say something about this prison planet that we're on, and why?
Yeah, hi.
Why it
hi,
is
Tim.
This way?
Yeah.
Hi, Val. Go ahead.
Well, I think Comey's here. He'll be here just in a minute. Are you there, Comey? Our guest is almost here. I thought I'd just go over the intro to his book because it relates to what we're talking about. We did book 2, Rise of the Hybrids, last week, and this week we're doing, going backwards, but we're doing Rise of the Hybrids, book 1, There is Life on Mars, today, and the author is Comey Togo from Togo. And he's got a book on, you can buy it in PDF form and on Amazon. And I'll read you the intro here for it. And then maybe we can talk to him. October 2010, I started to have vivid dreams of different lives I was leading on various planets in our solar system. Other galaxies and other planes of existence simultaneously. In multiple occasions, these dreams were showing me my current lifetime in what is now United States under different presidencies, with major changes starting with the end of the Clinton era. These changes were so dramatic, it prompted me to start writing Rise of the Hybrids, Book 1, There is Life on Mars. It is my hope that readers of this book will be taken into their inner worlds and experience life beyond the physical body, cells that man is a hybrid, a being composed of two parts. First is the original part or inner self, which is pure light and sound. And second, the physical part or outer self, which is composed of the various bodies established on the different planes of existence. It is earlier evening around 6 p.m. Mars time. In the horizon, you can see all three moons aligned below the sun, which is now a beautiful red and golden disk. In the distance stand a majestic peak towering the rest of the hills. Standing is a tall old black man with all white short hair, white side beard, mustache, and pointed goatee, all connected. He is wearing a golden Indian style tunic and light blue pants. In his raised right palm is a six-pointed blue star. Just to his right, a little way to his feet, was a group of four men seated by a campfire. The men have been on their last retreat to contemplate a raid of Earth, but the unexpected visit of the old man will change forever the course of their civilization. Let's see if the author is here yet. Are you there yet, Comey? Not yet. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like pretty interesting.
Are you there, Claudia? Yeah.
Well, he's talking about working right.
Well, I'm on Facebook with him. He said he's got to be back in a few minutes, so we're waiting for him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is Claudia there? Can she talk too?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Claudia. It's
really interesting to hear his notes on Mars and our government situation. As we progress down the timeline of our planet, it is showing us many different scenarios to work with. And part of it is to become aware of other persons in our lives. And sometimes we are able to catch up or catch the idea or figure it out for ourselves because we have been so misled from the beginning. By the beginning, I mean for when man was first introduced into the planet as a slave worker by reptilians from the planet the solar system, Orion, who were here to gather resources, valuable minerals, etc., from the planet Earth, and they needed slave workers to do the work because there were only a few Orions then. And as they came into the knowledge that, oh, we need more, they decided to do genetic manipulation on the monkey population and got them speed at being able to get the gold and so on and so forth, or run the plantation and be able to take care of the food source and so on and so forth. As we move through our history on Earth, the genetic manipulation of our DNA has really changed us as a species. We were no longer just smart monkeys. We now became human, but we still carry the DNA from the Orion scientists who decided to change our form so that we could be better workers. Now, in order to keep the slave workers in check, the Orions had great mental capacities at programming us to do the work and also to not rebel or disobey them. All the smart monkeys were always said, you will bow down to us and worship us as your god. And they would perform little parlor tricks in front of the monkeys, and who would be wowed at, oh my goodness, if you rise into the air, they must be a god. And the Orions insisted that they call themselves gods, or that the monkeys worship them and call them gods. In order to further enslave the monkeys, a government was introduced on the planet where you can't do this, or there's rules and regulations against that, or whatever. And to this day, we still have rules and regulations against what we can and can't do. And this is left over from our original beginning. As we go along, we're becoming more sophisticated in figuring out what we can and can't get away with. We're not as dumb as we were. We're actually thinking human beings. And now we're getting into the point, oh, hey, this doesn't sound right. And when you get to that point, then there is a point where we can say, this doesn't quite ring true. And we begin a search or an investigation to find out what the backstory is. There's always backstories in every country on this planet, every government, every religion. And so it behooves us to find that backstory and see what's really being presented, and to make a wise choice, make a difference, figure out something for ourselves. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Claudie.
Thanks, Claudie. If you're not talking, if you can mute, please, that'd be great. We're getting some interference here. But Comey is on right now. So, Comey, are you there?
Oh, hi, guys. Sorry for the late check-in here.
Yeah, hi.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're getting
still
some background
music
noise.
Playing or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not on my side.
Okay. Let's see. Let me just a minute here. Okay. Yeah, I muted whoever was on here making the noise. They call me. Welcome to the show. I did the intro from your book.
Yeah, I was listening to you, actually.
Okay. I did the intro for book one that you had on Amazon, and we were talking a little bit about it. So welcome to the show, and anything new going on with you?
No, just I'm trying to – the book is going very well. Right now I'm trying to translate everything into French because a lot of people from Africa are requesting it in French because of French-speaking countries in Africa. So that's what I'm working on now. And then I'm hoping by the end of the month, next month or so, I will be finished with that. And then it will be also on Amazon for the French-speaking countries.
That's great. We had a request if you could slow down a little bit with your speech so we could understand.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit slower would be great. Yeah. I don't know if Tim or Claudia, do you have any questions for Comey?
Yes, well, I'd like to hear more. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead, Claudia.
Just like to hear more of his interaction with the extraterrestrials on this planet, both in religion and government. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good question. For some reason, you know, I don't know if it's the media or if it's the government that have coined that word, the extraterrestrial, to make it sensational or not. But in a sense, those are not really alien or extraterrestrial like we might want to call them, because they are actually uncles or our ancestors, if you want to say it that way, because as human beings, you know, we're hybrid creatures. If you think about it, our very nature of DNA, our very nature of biological nature have been a mixture between those who came from the other star system on this planet to either for mining or for any other reason. They use their own DNA to mix with the people or the creatures that were on this planet Earth before they arrived here to be able to to get to a level where they can use us as slave, if you want to say that. And the other portion is that is being a hybrid genetically, also for them to be able to use us, for them to be able to allow us to function properly, there's had to be this part of us that is the light and sound. Also, soul has to incorporate into that body that they created to be able to maneuver. Just like when you create a robot, you got to put a program in that robot to be able to function. Now, the same way that, you know, we human beings have been produced or created to be able to function on this planet. Now, from a spiritual viewpoint, it allowed, you know, different souls from different galaxies or different universes to arrive on this planet and to have the experience that allowed the divine side of us to experience life here on the lower level. So calling ourselves, you know, human, and calling the other part of the galaxies, although aliens or extraterrestrial, is a little bit like calling your parents, not your parents, they are from the other side. But no, we are the same people, just in a different form, a refined form they might have, or we might have a lower form. Because the reason I say we are having a lower form is being that today we are not ever being able to use a half of our brain system, half of our mind. Why? Because when they tweak our genetic makeup, eliminated a whole bunch of our gene, which today the scientists are calling junk DNA. But nothing in the universe is junk. Nothing in the universe is by mistake. Those junk DNAs are the ones that have been suppressed so that we will be in service of those beings that came from the different galaxies here on this planet to create us. So you have a lot of those people, a lot of those beings in the government, a lot of those beings that are in the religious arena, a lot of those beings that are in all kind of things that you can think of, movies, you know, schools. Why? Because this planet has been set up for a school, and the school system has to allow you to learn multiple things, and multiple people, multiple beings have to come here and learn and teach each other. So it's not per se saying that what the government today is doing is bad. In a physical sense, any government that is suppressing their people is doing wrong to his own people. But in a spiritual arena, that is just a learning. Today, the government is learning what's all about. And when time will come, when we go back again to the beginning of time, you will notice that government is more into being of service. Government is more into learning the higher self, everything in a higher sense. You know, we will start to learn that, okay, this life is not just about the collecting everything that we want, all the toys that we want. Are we just letting the government do what they want, you know, with us, or is it all part of the game, or is it all part of the big schema of things? In my viewpoint, it is. It's all part of the bigger picture. Because how can one learn if there's no struggle, if there's no pain? Earth is one of the schools that is the highest in pain, inflicting pain, so that we can learn very fast. Those beings that came out here, they have finished their things already. They came here, what they needed to do, they did. But now they left the planet behind with all the beings that can come and learn from this planet. And the divine creator was pleased to use this planet as a school ground for us to be able to learn and grow spiritually. Now, when you talk about spiritual things, sometimes people will say, why are we talking about spiritual things? Spiritual thing is for people that cannot succeed. No. Everything is spiritual. Life itself is spiritual. Our existence here on this planet as spiritual beings, as a higher being, is spiritual. the air that we breathe is spiritual, because farm creator who created this planet in the first place is a spiritual being. It doesn't have body. It doesn't have any of the bodies that we can think of. The astral, the causal, the mental, the soul body. It just is. It is spiritual. So the bigger plan, the bigger picture is that one day we'll move out of this arena again, which is planet Earth, into a different, you know, training ground for those people who will not finish the training that they came here to learn.
And Comey, I read in the beginning of your book here, you've experienced a lot of the different levels, life levels, and I wondered, have you met any of these relatives of ours? Do you have any relationships with any of these beings on different levels?
Yeah, a lot of the beings that I met are teachers. You know, they call themselves teachers because they don't see themselves any higher than we are. Most of them that I met on Mars, on the astral plane and the causal plane, they will always tell you they are just providing information to you. So when I talk mostly about Mars, it's because Mars is very related to our planet and our existence. They have gone through a lot of those things that we are going through now and have transcended it. So if I talk about, for instance, Wezu. Wezu is a spiritual master. He calls himself a teacher, the one who is holding the consciousness that is holding the planet invisible. All that consciousness, all that knowledge that keeps the planet invisible to other to other beings, he's the one that is holding it. He provides that knowledge through the galaxy, through the moons of Mars, all the way to Venus. Anybody that can come into his arena to learn, he provides that knowledge. There are a whole bunch of them that they finish their mission, they will let it go. For instance, in their government system on Mars, in that Mars that we are talking about, all of them who are in the government are spiritual beings. Those are people who have reached a certain spiritual evolution and that have been allowed by their people to be on the status, on the pedestal of rulers. There is nothing that they do in that brighter mass, like I call it, the brighter mass, which is the invisible mass. There's nothing that they do that they don't consciously do, knowing that it has impact, it has a ramification in the rest of the galaxies or the rest of the universes.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Most people, or a lot of people, talk about going from mineral to plant to animal to human and their evolution, but they don't. A lot of times they don't talk about where you can keep on going into be a planetary spirit or the sun or the wind or a planet or a savior on some planet, or even, you know, be a Mother Earth. I mean, these are all positions in life that one can obtain if they want the experience. So I know I see that Sandy's on too. Maybe Sandy has some input on this too. Are you there, Sandy? Hi, Sandy. Well, while she's getting ready, I also had the, I see that we have this term, a lot of people say this term, it's called cargo cults. It's when indigenous people, like the Aztecs, they have this belief system or this legend or story that somebody will come, you know, in some form to assist them in some way and give them benefit in some way. Like when the Aztecs, you know, when the Spanish came, they thought they were gods. Well, this is, yeah, like you said, Comey, left over from when the aliens were here, and they left certain knowledge, certain things for the people, the slaves here, you know, to worship them, you know, to pretend that they were the gods, the aliens, and they left certain legends and rumors and things like that. So That's one thing. And then the other thing was that even on Earth, we have different, you know, you've heard probably the flat earthers. Even on Earth, we have like the aliens are to, well, let me say like the islanders, you know, they, all they know is their tropical island. They've never been off their island. So when somebody else comes from a different culture, it seems like really odd or really strange. So the same with the aliens and us, you know, the so-called aliens from other planets. Yeah. And some of them aren't even on, some of them are even on this planet. So when we encounter these different cultures, it's a little bit threatening for the Earth people especially, but it doesn't have to be that way. So it's you're bringing out this knowledge that, you know, everybody's connected in a certain way.
So it's very interesting that, the our school system, our education system does not prepare us for what we'll call, you know, the encounter of different species or different group of beings that might be living on different planets or even here on our own planet, Earth, because we have to understand Earth is not just this flat or circle thing that we are walking on. There is, you know, civilizations here that are on a higher vibration of Earth. There are civilizations that are, you know, within the Earth, because our scientists cannot even find the way to be able to connect it to civilization within the Earth or on a higher vibration of Earth, let alone going on Mars and connecting to those civilizations that are in the invisible world. So that all those beings that are, you know, some of those beings are same, they are using the same body system just like our body, like just like a human being, you know. We have the two legs, you know, the two hands, you know, the humanoid, they use the same humanoid form. And just like we have here multiple kind of creatures, we have the sea creatures, we have the crawlers, all those. It's the same thing when you go to any place within the lower world, which includes, you know, all the planets in our solar system, and then you go on Mars or you go on the astral and the cosmos. Above, so below, like they say, everything that has been created below 10 division, it's a copy or a faded image of what is above it. So what we have here, you might think automatically that, okay, what we have here on this planet or in this physical world, we have also on the astral world, or even better, or even brighter, or even more intelligent, or even more perfect would be the better word. So we just need to be able to turn into what knowledge that have been left behind for us. The little knowledge that we have been left behind for us, we need to be able to connect to that knowledge. And hopefully those people or those great people that are now in the government or in high places will be able to share that knowledge with the masses. And of course, it's not everything that, you know, the masses will accept automatically. So there's got to be a gradual way of sharing those information in such a way that when somebody is on a dying bed and pop out of his body and seeing everything that is going on below, the doctors, you know, trying to resuscitate him or her, will know automatically that this is actually natural. This is how life is supposed to be. So when he comes back into the body, maybe a day later on, he will be able to live his life without crashing. Because when people not being prepared have those experiences, now life is just miserable for them. Why? Because they have not been prepared to receive that knowledge. But on a spiritual level, we'll say that, yeah, if they were not prepared, that experience is not going to happen anyway. But that's because they need to have that experience to wake up. That's the wake-up call for some people sometimes, to hit them on the head with that experience which popped them out of the body, and then to see, whoa, so I'm not the body. I'm not actually the body. I am this viewpoint that is out here without a body, but that can see everything, that can relate to everything. And then you come back to the body, you are like, okay, this is prison. So in such a way, this body, which is a gift for us, is also our prison. Why? Because we have to learn how to break out of this prison to know the greatness that we have out there. And that's one of the reasons, that's the purpose of this book, especially the book one. This is the purpose of it. I want people to be able to have this experience out of their own body, having their own experiences within their inner world, and know for themselves that reality is not necessarily what we have here on this planet. There is more. There's so much more out there. There's so much gift that is out there within our own body, within our own self. Because all the knowledge, everything that has been given to us, it's inside our heart. It's within us. We just need to wake up to it.
Talking about the knock on the head, I just was watching a documentary on 5G today, and they've got the whole Earth, if not already, through satellites and chemtrails and nanoparticles and nanodust, smart dust, smart meters, all the antennas, cell towers. I mean, everything is going to be connected through the, you know, they want everything connected, but it's all total control. And it goes down into the body, into the brain, and it's going to be horrendous. So that's a big knock on the head. So how do you see who's doing this and why are they doing it? Is it for our spiritual experience, or why is this happening? Is it like going to be like Mars, the Earth? And how do you see all this with what's going on with the world today?
Well, if you think about it, our education from when we are born until we die or we pass on one day is based on the system of fear. If you don't do this well, you are not going to get this. If you don't do this well, you are not going to go to this place. If you want to get this, then you need to do this. Or in a higher world, everything that you need is already yours. You need to awaken to that knowledge that anything that you are looking for is already yours. And this planet, as the same way this planet has been given to us, human beings, to be able to experience individuality, because within the realm of great creator or prime creator, there's only limitlessness. It just is. So when we get this body to become individual, it's allowed us to experience our individuality, knowing that we are this, but at the same time, we are also that big ocean of love and mercy that is a part of ourselves, which is within us and we within it. So what technology today is creating is what Mars has been going through. It's, you know, Atlantis have gone through, where At a certain level of spiritual evolution, normally technology comes easily, or it goes the other way. Technology comes first, and then people start to think about the fact that, okay, there's got to be more to it. It's not the brain that is actually creating the technology, but it's that source of knowledge, which is everlasting, that is the prime source of the knowledge. So today we have all those that you go through the airport, you have the body scan, you go through the body scan, they can see everything that is supposed to see, not invade your privacy, but at the same time, they can see what they need to see, because the body scan have been programmed for a specific work. You can see only foreign objects that are either in your pocket or things like that. Where on Mars, the technology that have been used was used to allow people that are not naturally inclined to go out of their body naturally, to go through that body scan and have what they call the reframing of your whole system. They reframe your whole system in such a way that it's easier for you now to be able to see the invisible part of Mars, or invisible part of other planet, other civilization. I think we have just not, we have not get to that point yet where we can see the whole potential of the technology that have been given to us, or we chose to use only the part of it that is going to be permitting us to control our own people. If not, I'll take, for instance, car that we are driving today, there's so much we can do with cars. We can use the, you know, solar system for car without using the fossil fuel. We can use the energy that the soul emanates, the energy that soul produces, to use any car, any equipment that we have on this planet. Yeah, we are not there because we have not finished depending ourselves on fossil fuel or wanting more financial, you know, resources. Because everything we are doing today is all about how much money can we make. We forgot the aim of this planet. We forgot the aim of this civilization. This is a human hybrid. We are supposed to learn how to interact with the technology that we have, use it for the benefit of our spiritual unfoldment. If one day we come to that point, we'll see how much we can create. So much we can create because our hand, everything is inside our hand. Whether we know it or not, everything that we're creating, you know, when we somebody come up to tomorrow say, oh, I invented this. No, you just discover it. We are just discovering it because it's already there. Everything that is going to be created, everything that has been created, and everything that we are using today is already inside the universal mind. So government, they are all doing all they can, you know, to make our life easier, but at the same time, it's a control system. We have to wake up to the fact that, okay, we need to snap out of our dream, thinking that, okay, this planet, this is it. This is the physical, this physical that we have, this is it. And wake up to our divinity and be able to soar in the sky and visit, you know, all those different locations in the far countries.
Yes, that's, you know, probably most likely why they don't release the alien technology, the controllers here, because they don't want, they want to maintain control. And if we had this sort of free energy, a lot of it's free, we could have more freedom of movement, and they don't want that. So that's part of the reason why it's such a cover-up of these, you know, so-called aliens or outer extraterrestrials. We were just at a conference in Las Vegas this last weekend, a UFO conference. And a lot of people had experiences with these beings. One fellow I was driving a Lyft with, he was a Lyft driver, and one of these ships landed right on his Fiesta Ford. It was about the same size. It was green, two different types of green. He's never seen a green like this before. It was just beautiful. He looked up, glanced at it, and it just disappeared. But it was definitely something that landed on him. He thinks they're trying to hybrid, you know, trying to clone him or something like that. So when people see, and he also worked in Area 51. He was in construction. They were doing a facility, geothermal facility there. He wasn't really inside of it. He was on the outskirts of Area 51. He saw a lot of activity there with ships, UFO ships and stuff. So who are these? When people see these ships, who are they primarily, these beings that are hanging around us that we sometimes see or people see sometimes? Would you know that information? Are you there, Comey?
Are you on mute?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I put myself on mute. Yeah, most of those flying saucers that we see nowadays, or even, you know, thousands of years ago when our ancestors used to think about them as gods, beings that are coming from a different planet system very close to us, or even as far as the astral plane. Because when you advance spiritually at a certain level, you can create, you know, equipment that is going to allow you to travel through dimension. Our scientists might call it a wormhole or now they are talking about the string theory that is going to allow you to bend space and time from so that you can travel from one place directly in 1 second to another place. But that's the technology. It's arcade in a sense. That's the arcade way of traveling when you talk to the spiritual travelers, because the spiritual travelers that are going from different universes to different universes, they don't use that technology. They use the direct projection or out-of-body experience to be able to travel as far as they can go. So planet, the masses of any civilization are not ready yet to be able to do those kind of traveling. When they project themselves directly, automatically to a different location, they will use creation of equipment, just like an airplane or a fast plane or flying saucer, because they want to go physically in that location. But when you are spiritually advanced enough, you can actually transport yourself directly, your whole body directly through the ether into a location that you want to go. Just like our ancestors in Africa used to go. You'll hear stories that, okay, in Africa in the old days, you know, our ancestors used to disappear from one place here and then will reappear in another village. That's the technology that the spiritual travelers are mostly using. But the travelers, you know, from one planet to another planet that is trying to colonize, in a sense, or share technology with different government of different era, they will use flying saucer, they will use different form of transportation that is actually physical to do that. So that's what is allowing our government to share technology with the alien beings, if you want to call them like that, to be able to understand what's going on. The alien beings that are coming from either Mars or Orion, those are the technology that they're using, because for them to be able to appear in such a way that we can see them so we can share information, they have to use those vehicles that are going to allow them to transport themselves throughout, you know, those galaxies until they can reach our ends here on planet Earth. So they are mostly people from Mars, people from Orion, the galaxies around us in our solar system that are coming here, as far as the astral plane. But we have to also understand the spiritual masters that are actually protecting life on this planet will never allow anything drastic that is going to destroy this civilization, because a planet Earth still have a long way to go before this classroom stop. So things are going to start continue going. It's going to get worse. This is nothing yet. It's going to get even worse before, you know, planet Earth will be out of the system and will go to another classroom. It's not going to be in our lifetime that thing of that magnitude is going to happen, where the whole planet will be out of orbit and things like that. No, we still have a long way. But little by little, the changes are going to be coming. There's going to be such a change that, you know, even some of our kids along the way are going to help us, you know, start to try to heal this planet, because we still have a long way to go. So we're going to start healing this planet. We're going to still start healing each other by sharing information, by sharing knowledge that have been left behind by ancestors and our uncles and, you know, people that have been on this planet long before us. Very close to us, the Native of America, they have known about all this long, long time ago. But we didn't want to listen to them. Why? Because the idea that we have before coming to this side of the planet was that we want to get more productivity for what was going on out there in Europe. So the knowledge that the Native of America have here that will have helped us to heal this planet and continue in a spiritual sense, we have banished it. It's just now that, you know, we are getting back into the fact that, oh, that was a mistake. We need to correct it. And it's going to be corrected.
Did you mention the chiefs will be helping to heal the planet?
The kid, yeah. The new generation that's being born, yeah.
The chiefs or the youth?
The youth, yeah, the youth. That's
you. Oh yes, we're also very much. They're more, you know, they haven't been indoctrinated. They're just coming from the other level, so they see more what's going on. Are you familiar with Credo Mutwa from South Africa and the work he's done?
No.
Yeah, he's also he's Zulu, and he writes about the extraterrestrial encounters. And I don't know too much about him, but he was mentioned in the UFO conference, and I thought you might know him or been acquainted with his work as well, what he's doing.
Even the chief of the Zulu have a pretty good how shall I put it, knowledge of, you know, our solar system, all those old traditions that they have, spiritual leaders, they kept those a secret that they translate, you know, from father to son. The next person who is going to be the spiritual leader always gets, you know, the full knowledge that have been passed on since the time of the ancestors all the way to our generation. The same thing with Mali. In Mali, for instance, there's a tribe out there that also has a great knowledge that they have been keeping there for thousands of years.
Yeah, it's very interesting how the indigenous people, they see more. They just are with their natural environment, and they can leave the body. They can see other dimensions, and they're just been trained, like you say, from generations down. They don't lose this ability and these skills, and it's a benefit usually. Tim, are you still there? Do you have any questions?
Yeah. I was
comment?
Wondering how you see the Pope on this earth and the Queen of England and in these other realms, astral and mental, and as the whatever it's called, the lords of those realms. Do you have any knowledge of them, or have you ever met them?
Kingship of our planet have been, in a sense, an image of what have been created, what have been brought from all those different planets here. For instance, when the gods, like our ancestors called them, were ready to leave this planet, they trained those people that they call the priest king. Those are the people that they gave the knowledge that they have, some of the knowledge that they have, they gave it to those priest kings that were the first rulers of the planet as hybrid. And when time goes on, it started to dilute until it became royal families. It was not anymore the fact that, okay, you are coming from this generation, this line of priest-king that are continuing all the way down. No. Different wars have made it in such a way that you conquer this country and then you destroy that line of priests and kings that have been there already. And then you put now the most powerful that will have the best weapons. That's what actually caused the fact that, okay, today you will have out here in England, you have kings there. In Spain, you have kings here. The changes that brought was that the division of different families, different civilization, and loss of knowledge. Now, if you go into the higher world, you go into the astral, or you go into the brighter mass of Venus, everything out there is based on the knowledge that has been passed on from one spiritual leader to the next. Of course, you always have the government, you know, the governing body, which is always governing on different planets. But the demarcation between the physical, the government, and the spiritual leader of any civilization or any planet is very, very specific, because a spiritual leader is always focused on the evolution of the planet or evolution of the civilization as a whole, while the government is always trying to rule in a physical sense. What can we do to build, you know, to make infrastructure and things like that? So what is being done on the higher realm still in a physical sense up to here in our planet, like the astral, the causal, and the matter, because we are still in the, those are still the physical. Now, if you want to
have...
go ahead.
No, I was just wondering, when you talk about like the mental realm, have you had any experience with the whatever you want to call it, the one who rules the
the governor of every, now if you think about it, everything in the world, let's just take Earth for the sake of understanding. If you take Earth, for instance, here in the United States, you have the president of the United States, you have all the different governors of a different state, and you have the different, you know, the Senate members, all those. It's the same way it has been set up in every single place up to the mental. Because the mental or the astral or the physical, they all have their governors. Some people might call them the gods of those worlds. They do have their name. In the physical, for instance, you have Jot Niranja or the Kal Niranja or the Kal Force. That being who is holding, who is channeling that power, which is called the Kal Force, has a name. That's Kal Niranja. So you go to the astral, it's the same. You go to the mental, it's the same. Until you get to the fifth plane, which is the soul plane. If you get to the soul plane also, you still have a being that is actually channeling that God force that is coming from the higher realm above. Because for the power of God to come into the physical and split into different factions, the positive and the negative, there's got to be a being who is going to be able to channel that. And those beings, I call them governors. They do have their own name. Each one have their name, distinctive name, like just like, you know, Philip or Kojo or Paul and things like that. Every single one of them have a name.
Yeah. How about all this stuff's in the psych realms, all these planes and things, and then what I'm understanding or being aware of is the deep border and then into the real universes of pure light and sound. Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah, that was one experience that I had when I met for the first time Wizu. And it was to show me that what I know as a world in a physical sense, that's not really, it's an illusion. So it took me to the top of the mental plane. And then slowly we transition into the higher world, where you will, the only thing I can, the only way I can express is like, it came to a point when I couldn't feel anything. There was no physical feeling. It was like I dropped all my bodies. It's like I dropped all the equipment that I have to listen, to move, was dropped. And I was just hanging out there in limbo, like in a non-existence. The sound was even, there was no word for the sound, but there was a sound because I can hear a sound rushing through me. And it was like I was inside a light bubble, a huge light, white light bubble. Even the color white was not red, because it was the only way for me to be able to understand it. So that whiteness of color was presented to me. If not, it was just being in there and you know everything. It's just you know that you are it. There's no name for it. And then when you come down, you start to come down again, you start to feel that, okay, I'm in a different location. yeah, this might feel like I'm on a ship, or this might feel like I'm in a mental realm because of the density and the colors that you start to see again.
Uh-huh. And one more thing. What do you see as the sun representing?
The light of the sun, for me, it's the representation of each of those beings that are outside the house, the powerhouse of what we'll call the Almighty God. Because if at one point we rise for our body in such a way that we have one of our guides take us to visit one of those governors, we understand for a fact that the light that is always shining upon every system, every planet, is actually the light that is coming from those beings, those governors. Those are the powerhouses. That's where God is coming through and then vibrating into the universe that they are actually governors of. So, because in the physical sense, we need a representation of that physical physicality, we have to have something that is going to vibrate that same light. So the sun is actually an image. Even though it's nice and warm, you get close to it, you might burn, it's still the same representation, because if you are not ready to get close to any higher being, you will burn also. So above, so below, everything that is here, the grandiose that is out there.
Does anybody else have a question for Comey? Or something that they'd like to mention?
Claudie Stockman just jumped on. Claudie, are you there? Can you speak? Did you have anything to share or ask?
Oh, yes. Thank you. I just want to tell Mr. Comey that is an exceptionally wonderful presentation. Everything you say is right on, and especially this last part about you've got to be ready to handle the difference in vibrations when you approach a higher level of being. The is, the all is, which is what we in the new presentation aspire to become aware of it and recognize it in our everyday lives, is that next step we all want to take. So as you speak about it, you give us and everybody else important information that is current and what is helping, that's helping others to get to this point. It's a long journey. You just don't wake up in the morning and jump out of bed and you're ready to go. No, you have to prepare first. You've got to, you know, take a bath or brush your hair or eat breakfast or something and then find a ride to work or go to school. Everything takes preparation. And to share what you're doing with others is a most beneficial gift to give to this planet and the people living on it. As they listen to your words, more and more enlightenment, I'm going to say, comes out in their lives. It may be in a movie, a book, or they meet a friend. Somewhere like that is where it comes, and it helps. We need to progress. We've got to get out of our slumber, our sleep. We're just too sleepy to get up and see the real light that's here in front of us. And so it takes time, and when more than one person stands up and says something, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. That's all we can give to each other, because the spiritual guides, they are giving to us for free. They don't request anything from us. It's just for them, that's it. That's all they want to do. It's being of service to each soul that is ready, each soul that is willing to take the journey back home. So as they are doing that, we human, we hybrid humans that are here on this planet, on a different location, in different places in the universe, we are doing our part too by providing all the information that we are receiving from those guys to our fellow man, to our fellow beings that we're sharing a different location, planet, or universe we're with.
Did anybody else have any questions for Comey that they want to mention? I was wondering how you, do you know about universal, or what are they called, Lords of Karma, and what their purpose is?
Ah, the Lord of Karma. It's very interesting that most of the time I'll talk about I will use our system here on Earth to kind of give a comparison, because it's easier for people sometimes to understand that way. Everything that we do here, if you take, for instance, our banking system, is a very narrow reflection of what the karmic relation between beings are and what the laws of karma are all about. If you go to a bank, for instance, you make a loan. You make a loan, and they will give you that loan. They'll tell you, okay, if you pay that loan at this time, you are not going to accrue any interest. If you go beyond that time, then the interest will start to accrue. And if you go even further, you don't pay, then now there are penalties that are going to jump in on those. It's the same thing. The Lord of Karma are actually very neutral beings. They don't have any bias against anything. They are just there. When you go to a location, you take a reincarnation. You take another body in a particular location. All that you do with that body within that lifetime is recorded within the universal mind. The Lord of Karma are out there they are like the bookkeepers, if you want to call it that way. But that's a very, very narrow way of describing them. In a sense, they are out there. When the time comes for you to go back, leave the body again permanently and go, you're going to go, if you don't have a particular master or particular guide that you are working with, you go in front of the Lord of Karma. And they are the ones that are going to pull the Book of Life out and go through the Book of Life, and, you know, you will see it with them. It's right there. There's nobody telling you, oh, you did this wrong, you did this wrong. No. You are soul, when you are out of the body, you see, you know. Because when you are taking a body, what you actually did was you work with the Lord of Karma or a particular guy that is going to, you select what you want to go learn or what you want to work on in a particular lifetime. When you come here, we come here on the planet or someplace in the universe, sometimes we forget, because the veil, as soon as you take that body, the veil is pulled down. You are not going to remember everything. So you do the best you can. And then when you leave again, now you know everything again. You see what you did, you know, where you fall, you know. The schedule that you set up for yourself, if you didn't make it, you know why you didn't make it. And then the Lord of Karma will work with you and say, okay, this is what you're going to gain from that. This is what you're going to have to pay off. And then you're off this soul very bad in this lifetime. So you guys work it out. This is how you're going to pay him back, and so on and so forth. So the Lord of Karma, you know, they work with all the spiritual beings of every planet or every location throughout the universes. They keep the record. They are the ones that are the safeguard and the gatekeepers of our movement out of the body and going back and forth.
And another thing, how do you see what is called the Supreme Deceptor?
The Supreme Deceptor, are we talking about the Kal Niranjan, the negative force, or?
No, I wouldn't call it Kal.
He's the Supreme Deceptor, he's the overseer of the etheric level, the fifth level of creation.
Is that the illusion?
Well, Claudie, do you want to share an experience you've had with the Supreme Deceptor?
Well, mostly what is given out to people who come into contact with this creature, entity, whatever you want to call it, is a fierce meeting. It requires you to be strong inside to be able to handle a conversation, because it looks upon you as nothing, an interruption in its day or its business, and so would much prefer you to go back down into the lower planes where you don't know anything, you can't remember anything, and you're lost. And to keep doing that, it is not one creature that you want to interact with. It brings negativity forth and brings it in such powerful waves that it leaves you distraught somewhat. And so, yes, you can talk to the Supreme Deceptor. You can interact with the Supreme Deceptor, but you will have experiences that will leave you totally confused, because its job is to mislead you, to not tell you the truth, and to give you false information. So if you are aware of these ways that it acts, then you can better navigate that plane. Each plane has its own opportunities, I'll say, to learn more and to see more and to do more. And the reason we need to learn more is so that we can become aware of when we are being presented with false information. Like, you can meet a clone walking down the street of someone, and it's not the real person. And whatever the clone tells you is false information. So it is up to us to save ourselves. Nobody's coming to rescue you. You have got to educate yourself and save yourself from deception. That's the job of the Supreme Deceiver, is to deceive you and get you off of trying to find more enlightenment in your life, more information. Knowledge is just enlightenment. It's a light that you acquire because you know more. So you glow better than you did before you knew something. But in glowing, you are also a target for others to, we found one. Now let's deceive this person and see if we can tap line them and get them in our employ, so to speak, as a slave. When you're tap-lined, you're a slave. You do what they want you to do. They know how to activate your emotions or your thought processes in a certain way to do a certain thing. And they're past masters at doing this. The Supreme Deceptor is a past master. It got its rulership by defeating others. And that's how it became the ruler of that plane of existence. These people are not there to be nice or anything like that. They're there to fulfill their inference journey and their agenda. And if they can trick you or use you for any benefit for them, then they will. And it's up to us to learn how to recognize these deceptions. It takes time and effort, but it's worth it. Because then you are not fooled again. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So we have to learn. And this lifetime is an opportunity. There's so much available right now. What Mr. Coney has said has just opened doors and windows and let in more light, more information, fresh air. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep, thanks, Claudie. Also,
that was very informational.
do you see what you call the Cal, or some would call Grog, the governor lord of the mental realm, as having three heads, the beneficial or benevolent head and the evil head and the one that's called the influence or the supreme deceptor?
Well, the Cal is, like Claudia said, it's the law of a particular plan. Being a lord of that plan, it governs that plan and anything that is below it. So for the fact that we are still in the lower world, which is, you know, the law of duality, the Cal will present itself as the negative force. Is the one that is the being that is in charge of, you know, tempering soul. What I mean by tempering soul is giving all the necessary lessons for soul so that, okay, if one passed those lessons, then one is ready to have the key to get into the higher world, which is starting from the fifth plane, the plane of soul. So it is, in a sense, the positive, the negative, and the middle path. All three connected at the same time, but its main purpose is to be the ruler of the negative world, and as such, you know, temper, you know, trick, you know, do anything that you will do to keep soul in this lower realm. But if you go, you see the car with the right teacher or the right guide. He's a teacher, just like any teacher. All the lessons that you need to learn will be given to you, will be bestowed upon you for the next next move that you can take.
And how would you see you connected with the real guides?
Oh, all the guides within, you know, creation. The real God is not asking anything of you. All that is asking of you is for you to do the different exercise that is gonna be given to you. Because when a guide look upon you as a student, all they see is themselves. If anybody tell you otherwise, that's not a true guide, because they know for sure that they have been through the same place that you are now. All the knowledge is within you. It takes somebody that has the key to open it for you. So a true guide will be able to unlock all the doors for you in such a way that spiritual exercise that are needed for you to evolve and go to the next level is going to be given to you, because they know how to do so. A true guide will have everything that is needed to take you within yourself. A false guide will not be able to do that. It's just going to be a talk. But if a guide is really a guide that has the connection with, you know, the divine, will open the door for you and take you with him within the higher world. So the test is that guide is going to be able to give you the spiritual exercise that is needed as fuel for soul to be bright again, to, you know, when you are polishing a mirror, you're polishing the mirror, you have to be able to polish the mirror in such a way that it will reflect the light and sound. If a guide cannot do that for you, that's not a true guide. You need to keep looking.
Yeah, thanks, Comey, for all your answers. And what we call real awareness. And just like you were saying, individuals that have taken the time to recognize the all is, or whatever you want to call that, the what everything is. Does Henry or anybody else have any questions or comments they'd like to share? Or Coleman,
sure,
do you have anything? Yeah, go ahead,
yeah,
Henry.
Sure, Thanks, Tim and Comey. This has been fun listening, and it's been cool to hear your experiences, Comey. You've had lots of interesting experiences, and it's cool to share. That's what it makes. It's what that's what we do, is we share our experiences with others, and it's a bit of fun, and well, it's a lot of fun, and others can see more from what we see, and everybody can just continue to see more of the isness life is, and kind of just recognize more and more and more every moment, and become more and more and more of what life is. And so it's cool to get the view of what you have been through and compare it to what I've been through and others that I've met. Is always meeting new individuals or beings here in the physical and on the real side too, and also because I you know, you use some different terms and things that we to us, so it's interesting to hear, and your view on things is slightly different, but in a lot of ways it's similar too, so it's been really cool. And I just did have one question, is about if you've seen like any of the Facebook groups that Dwayne writes. He's always writing new groups, and he just wrote one about the 5G, and he writes things about like real. He just wrote another one today about real psychology or something, and they're always really fun new updates as Dwayne gets views, and I write things sometimes too, and we have fun with that. So I was just wondering if you've been seeing much of what we've been doing, and if you could maybe share a little view on that as we, just before we finish up, we got about 5 minutes left here.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of the listening to some of the things that you do on the blog, and comparing it with the things that the followers of Ekanka are doing also, comparing it with also what people in tribes and different tribes in Africa are doing. It's everything, it's all the same, you know, in a sense. It's just the semantic that we use, the language that we use because of cultural barriers. The language that we use, for instance, to describe the same thing that, you know, Duane is talking about, when I go in my tribe in Africa, gonna be in my language. So words that I will use to explain it are gonna be words that are gonna be understood by my people. So that doesn't mean necessarily that it's different. It's all the same. Teachers, all the teachers, they will say the same thing. It's only the same language that we're speaking, but in a different location. And we have to use a different semantic to express the knowledge that is coming from within. So I do follow it. I usually, you know, like last Friday, I was listening to Val on the blog, and I didn't want to, you know, make any comment because I was driving, but I like listening to you when I'm driving home and things like that, because that's how we share, and that knowledge is being shared by Dwayne and by Val and you and everybody else out there. This is what the universe needs.
Yeah,
cool, thanks,
great.
Kanye.
It's been nice. Yeah. Well, I guess we've just about come to the end of our time that we're allowed to be on Blog Talk Radio. I've got a little paragraph here that Phoebe Kwan's dictated to Paul Twitchell. Thought I'd share this with everyone. It says, "The voice speaks to all who listen. It speaks in the whisper of the wind, the roar of the sea, and the voices of birds and animals, in all things. It tells all who listen that it will never bring riches, fame, wealth, healing, or happiness to those who seek these mundane gratifications." Thanks for being on today, and we'll probably see everybody next Wednesday at 3:00 Pacific Daylight Saving Time. And I'll end the show with singing the new you song.
Thank you all.
New you. Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks again, homie and everybody. See ya.